one ha'ara from Rav Reuven Margolis. This is in his Sefer Shari Zoyar. It's in Masechtas Erevin. It's on Daf Yud Gimel on the base. It's not mamish ar sugya, but it's me'inyan le'inyan very much ba'is inyan. So the Gemara there is discussing the fact that the Talmidim of Shammai and the Talmidim of Hillel, they argued and they fought over every halacha, and mamish, it got to the point that they needed a baskal, like the Sils Yisharim says in Perik Chav, to be machriya, because the Torah was about to become two Torahs. That's how dangerous and how risky the situation was, like Rashi said in the end of Perik Eilu Metzias. Either way, Yotzis a baskal came out, but Amren said, Eilu ve'elu divrei elikim chayim, the halacha kibes afraid the Gemara is elu ve'elu divrei elikim chayim. The why is halacha kibes? Oh, and the Gemara goes on, and the Gemara says a pshat. So Rav Reuven Margolis quotes a chida. This is a chida that we've quoted in the past. It's in Pesach Inayim. It's in Pirkei Yavos. It's Perikei Mishnah Yud Zayin. The Mishnah over there says Kol Machloikis Shehi L'Shem Shamayim Soifel L'Skayim. A Machloikis that's not L'Shem Shamayim ain't Soifel L'Skayim. What's a Machloikis that's L'Shem Shamayim? It's like the Machloikis of Hillel V'Shamayim. Zok Techidah Shamati B'Masha Amra Mikubalim De La'asad Lava Yehalach Kibei Shamayim. That although in this world, whenever there's a machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, we paskin like who? We paskin like Beis Hillel. But asad lavoi, the halacha is going to be like Beis Shammai. V'zeu be'etzem masha amru soifel iskayin. That's the oimik, says the chidah of a chazal man, when they said a machloikis that's l'shem shamayim, is soifel iskayin. The besoif tiskayim svaras Beis Shammai. Because even though right now Beis Shammai b'makom Beis Hillel ain't a mishnah, but besoif tiskayim svaras Beis Shammai. The elu ve'elu divrei elikim chayim. So says the chidah davar niflas, such a beautiful pshat in the mishnah. Kol machloikis shei l'shem shamayim soifel iskayim. The machloikis between Hillel and Shammai, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. It was a machloikis l'shem shamayim, and because of that, they were zoicha to elu ve'elu divrei elikim chayim. And it's going to play itself out in the halacha of ma'aseh to get sense. When wasalavay, and that's the oimik of soifel iskayim. At the end, va'achrei kechlois hakol. At that time, the halacha is going to be not like Beis Hillel. Then the halacha is going to be like Beis Shammai. Ba'al Mohadein, the halacha is like Beis Hillel. Ba'al Mohadosi, the halacha is going to be like Beis Shammai. And they were each zeicha at some point that the halacha should be kamoisam. And why is that? Because it was a machloikis l'shem shamayim. And kol machloikis shehi l'shem shamayim is soifel l'skayim. And that's the oimik in elu ve'elu divrei elikim chayim. Each one is divrei elikim chayim. In the halacha l'maisa, the good sense, each one is divrei elikim chayim. Right, the Gemara asks Akasha if it's elu ve'elu mepnei ma. That's only why is the halacha like Beis Hillel in this world. Oh, but it's true. The halacha will be like Beis Shammai. There's an inyan of elu ve'elu divrei elikim. So it says Rabbi Margolis that lafize yesh loymar adavar nifla v'noira adla ma'od v'ru'uyin advarim l'misha amam. It says if you look at the end of Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, in the end of Masechtas Uktzin, right? That's the last Masechta. So the Masechtas Uktzin ends with a machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Chalois dvash me'imosai metamois mishon mashka. We will not translate this. Beis Shammai oimim mishay yicharcher. Beis Hillel oimim mishay yirasek. That's the last machloikis in Shas. Om Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. Rabbi Shimon ben Levi said, Asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu lahanchol l'chol tzadik v'tzadik gimel meis v'asara oilomos. Shenemar lahanchol oya ve'yesh v'goymer. Reb Shua ben Levi concludes and he says, "Osa Kadosh Baruch Hu lahanchol l'chol tzadik v'tzadik gimel meis v'asaratos." Each tzadik is going to get shaylos. Now everybody knows that that member for Reb Shua ben Levi is not really part of the Mishnah. So Siyantov speaks to that al atar. Why? Because Reb Shua ben Levi was an amir, wasn't a tana. Siyantov brings a whole shmul. Some say he was a tana based on this. He said it's a mistake. That we just didn't want to end Shisha Sidra Mishnah with the word Mishay Yecharcher Mishay Yerasek. Instead, Osa Kadosh Baruch Hu lahanchol l'chol tzadik v'tzadik shaylos. That's the way we end it. But says Reb Reuven Margolis, Yesh Shloim, that there's an oimik, and that is because really it bothered me a little bit. Lama noktu b'kfeila, osin hakadosh baruch hu lahanchel l'chol tzadik v'tzadik. What's tzadik? Osin hakadosh baruch hu lahanchel l'chol tzadik. Osin hakadosh baruch hu lahanchel l'chol tzadik v'tzadik. Says Rabbi Reuven Margolis, if you sit down and you count all the machloikis in between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel throughout Mishnayos, you know how many you're going to end up with? It's 316 machloikis. There's 316 times where there's a machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Says Rabbi Reuven Margolis, Tosfos says in Sukkah Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, he brings from the Ga'onim, that although the halacha is always like Beis Hillel, there's six times that we pass like Beis Shammai. Everyone knows this Tosfos. Sukkah Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. If that's the case, it comes out that there's 310 times where there was a machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, where the basko was machriya, that the halacha is like Beis Hillel. Which means that even though Beis Shammai argued, but at the same time, Eilu Beilu Divrei Kim Chayim V'Alocha Kibes Hillel, says Rabbi Shua ben Levi, to be Messiah, the Shisha Sidra Mishnah, that you're learning Mishnayas, and you have Shintes Pesul again and again and again, and based on that, it sounds like they were knocked out. Beishamay B'Mokim Besul Eina Mishnah, V'Zeh Omar, that's why Rabbi Shua ben Levi was Messiah Mishnayas, and he said, Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Hancha L'Chol Tzadik V'Tzadik. You know who the Tzadik V'Tzadik is? Bein Mi Beis Hillel, Bein Mi Beis Shammai. Every Tzadik, whether he came from Beis Hillel, whether he came from Beis Shammai, he's going to be Zoichet to Kol Shai Olam Moshel Halacha. Each one's going to get the Shai Olam. Because even though in this world the Halacha is like Beis Hillel, Abel Aslav Soifel Iskayim, the Halacha is going to be like Beis Shammai. And Beis Hillel got his Shai Olam, and Beis Shammai is going to get his Shai Olam. And the emphasis is, it's Eilu Ve'el Divrei L'Kim Chaim, they both get the Shai Olam. But the point is that's the Siyum. The Siyum is we conclude with a Machloikis Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and we segue into Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Hanchel L'Chol Tzadik V'Tzadik. This was a Machloikis Shiva Shem Shemayim, and if a person learned Torah L'Shem Shemayim, he's never wrong. There's an Inyan of Eilu Ve'elu Divrei L'Kim Chayim. And Rabbi Margolis says that Yesh Loima, you find throughout Shas whenever there's a Machloikis. So the Gemara always says Mar Omar Choda Umar Omar Choda. He says Choda is Rosh HaTevis Divrei Elokim Chayim. Mara Machado, Mara Machado. Chado is Divrei Elokim Chayim. And that's the Shai Olamo. It's the 310 times where there was a Machloikis B'Shai. It was 316, but 6 times it's like B'Shamah. The 310, these 310 Machloikis, Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Hancha L'Chol Tzadik V'Tzadik. Shai Olamis, I think this is a good Rosha for someone that's making a Siyum on Shisha Sidra Mishnah. It's just my opinion. This is Mara Malkin. But either way, we will end here.